A Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
About local theatre with our next guest, Jackson Rosie, who is coming on for a corridor about their latest play, We Remember Wrong. Good morning to you, Jackson. How are we?
Kia ora. I'm good. Good. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, man. Is your seasonal depression been alleviated by all this lovely sun?
Not really.
It's here forever.
It is.
My seasonal depression is all four seasons.
It's every season.
And the fifth one, the secret fifth one.
All of them, right throughout.
Oh, so good, man. That's so good. You're in currently in the University of Otago for theatre studies, correct?
Theatre and film.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, film too.
Film too.
Nice. Yep. How are you finding your semester so far?
It's... your standard university semester, assignments after assignments, and trying to juggle everything going on outside of university as well. I'm sure it's no stranger to everyone listening. It sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's something you got to get through. Yeah. And it's interesting because for performing arts, that's one of the subjects where you can't really use AI at all.
Yeah.
Which is actually great because AI...
It's perfect, yeah, but I mean, not if you're... doing it.
That'd be lovely to have, but it's also good that you don't have it. It's a double-edged sword.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how has 2025 been for the Otepoti theatre community? I know that Lara McGregor's show, I can't remember the name of it, but Every Brilliant Thing, yep. I should know that. There's also that Indian Ink show that came down.
Yes, yeah.
Ice Cream and... Yep. And the impermanence of being or
something. Something like that.
so that type shit. And also, of course, the Allen Hall Theatre shows that have been going on. Yeah. That's something new. How has 2025 been from what you've seen?
It's going well. I mean, I'm currently serving on the Globe Theatres Committee.
Mm.
So, you know, seeing things happening behind the scenes of the Globe and all the shows going on. I mean, I earlier this year was lucky enough to direct a show. And just, being part of that community and seeing everyone do really decent mahi is just really, really nice to see. I mean, at the moment, the Globe's doing a show, Lords and Ladies, by Terry Pratchett. Lucky enough to sort of see how that's shaping up. And it's just so reassuring as a, you know, a theatre person in Dunedin to really see all this awesome stuff shaping up. And then even looking ahead to next year, seeing everything getting lined up as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I remember going there, I think it was either this year or last year, for the Dunedin Sound Shakespeare show.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
Last year, the 12th night.
The 12th night, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good time. Yeah. Were you involved with that?
Was I involved with that? I wasn't involved with that show in particular, but I knew like everyone that was. And then, you know, being involved with the Globe and seeing all that shape up as well, and the hard work that they put into that. There's some incredible people here in Dunedin, just really
hustling, man.
Yeah, hustling. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, they're doing
working hard, and it's community theatre most of the time, so they're doing it for free. They're doing it because they love it, and it's just so respectable.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of theatre, you've got a new theatre production called We Remember Wrong, which interrogates the colonial past and present of Aotearoa, as well as the politics of memory. Now, does the politics of memory, does that relate to things like cultural amnesia or being distracted intentionally to avoid looking at certain events? What does the politics of memory involve?
All of it. Mm. So the best way I describe this show is that it's a metaphor.
Mm.
It's not specifically targeting one form of memory necessarily. So yeah, it is sort of discussing that cultural amnesia that we have. You know, we walk around day to day forgetting what really happened in this country, and, you know, forgetting identity, forgetting where you came from. You know, I mean, this show is personal to me in the sense that I'm only just sort of getting in touch with that side of myself.
Mm.
After most of my life, you know, I went through my childhood, you know, not actually really realizing where I came from, and that kind of got lost within the generations, if you will.
Mm.
So it kind of, it interrogates remembering, but it also interrogates media all over the world today, how media can, you know, really drive how people see the world. You know, if the news says something, we listen because we feel like we should. You know, I studied sociology and criminology last year and a wee bit this year. Did a few papers in that, and really focusing on the way media impacts society. You know, we rely on it so much, and sometimes it's not always reliable. So yeah, it's an interrogation of memory and how we perceive what we're shown, whether it be true or not.
Mm. And also that memory is getting shorter and shorter because, I don't know if you experience this when you're scrolling through reels, but after you scroll through like the third, you can't remember what you're even seeing.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
It's just the meme of like monkey with the stimulus.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. Now, you described this thing as a love letter to those who never got to know the Whakapapa, which is something that you experienced. Mm. Why were you not brought up with it?
So, yeah, I mean, going through my childhood, I took more of a Pākehā route in the sense that I, yeah, wasn't really given much information about it growing up. Mm. I mean, my childhood was rocky, to say the least.
Mm.
And so that wasn't really something that was, I don't want to say of importance, but it wasn't something
in your periphery or like that. When you're more concerned with your mental and physical well-being, then other things take precedent and you lose the kind of existential who am I kind of thing.
Yeah. But also being white in Māori is something that I have only just sort of started coming to terms with as well. There seems to be this whole stigma. I was talking with someone about the show back in the early stages of development and saying, you know, I don't feel like I can write this play because I don't feel that in touch with myself. And she said that's exactly why you should write it.
Mm.
You know, this is my way of sort of reconnecting with a side of myself that I wish that I'd known for longer.
Mm.
You know, getting used to looking back on my whakapapa and my ancestry and my history and just knowing the stories of what happened and trying not to let that be forgotten. You know, when I have children, I'll pass that down to them and I hope that they go on to do the same. And because, yeah, I mean, when we forget, it's gone.
It's the ultimate death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that's really important to remember. Like, that is the country's history.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to Māori wasn't great at all, you know. And if we forget about it, it was all for nothing.
Yeah, completely.
And we stop fighting and we roll over and take it. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think it's a very good saying about the best writers or the best artists write what they know. Even if that is a lack of knowledge, there's still a lot of information in that that can tell you a lot about someone else's background.
Mm.
So I think, like, if you don't know much, that's actually you can work that to your strengths.
Yeah,
you know?
And the play highlights that. It doesn't pretend to know. You know, the two characters, they remember nothing. Their memories have been erased and they're locked in two cages side by side and fed information and they don't know anything.
Mm.
They sort of, if you're looking at it from a metaphorical sense, they don't know and want to know. Which, I mean, that's what I want to reinforce, is that this isn't a play about me trying to act like I know everything. This is me admitting I don't know shit and I'm trying to find that journey, you know. It's a metaphor for what's going on, but also for me trying to step into this remembering.
Mm. And it's so the people in the cages in the play, they're just trying to figure out why they're there.
So,
and break out, I assume?
Yeah. So they're in these cages, right, and they're fed media from masked people.
Mm.
It's more about them trying to figure out what's true and what's not and try and save themselves. But as it goes, they're fed misinformation and media that's not accurate, you know, and how they sort of react to that. So we've got one character, Kiwa, who is Māori, and he's sort of subjected to most of the stigma. He's narrowed down to this impression that's been made of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Sophie, who is Pākehā, who kind of has to make a decision on how she feels and if she can trust him.
Mm.
And it's this whole, it's a metaphor. I'll keep saying it. It's a metaphor for yeah, what's really going on. I mean, if you look back into history, it's always been there. I mean, the Springbok Tour protests, the Bastion Point, I can't remember.
Bastion Point.
You know, things like that. It's everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we don't remember a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to battle that.
Mm-hmm. And it's odd because those forces of media, colonization, they're almost like forces of history. They're so ever-present. There's obviously figureheads that you can look to, be like, oh, that person's spreading misinformation or whatever. Mm. But these forces are so vast, it's just like air and water, basically. Mm. It's that commonplace.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite abstract. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, have you started to learn more about your past and your background and your whakapapa?
I have, yeah. Mm. During the process of, you know, writing this show, which has been, it's been a wee while now, that it's been sort of simmering away,
mm-hmm.
you know, looking back into my family history and my whakapapa and my iwi and things like that, which has been really awesome to get this knowledge that I didn't have. And I think it goes for anyone that when you start to look back into your history and you see photos of like your great 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 granddad or whatever, it's interesting regardless.
Mm, of course, yeah.
You know, there's some human nature thing where it's just awesome to see things that you weren't around to see, right? So yeah, looking back on that and getting a bit more in touch with my iwi and talking to family members, you know, like my great-great uncles and my great-great aunts and whatnot, and really just trying to piece it all together has been great. Mm. It's been really good.
It's really fascinating because New Zealand is obviously like one of the youngest countries on Earth, which means that by the time the British and whoever else was colonizing the country came, they had extensive archives of a lot. So if you do if you don't know much about your whakapapa and you are Māori, there's a good chance you can find actually quite a lot about your ancestors.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend who has an ancestor, I can't remember what her name was, but there were tons of conversations that she had with this miner. Miner as in digging through rocks miner. I had to clear that up for the airwaves. And yeah, no, it's fascinating just what you can find. There's so much random stuff.
All it takes is to look.
Yeah,
most of it's there.
Yeah, it will be. So you're also running a Boosted to help kickstart this thing and get it off the ground. What does the Boosted fundraising campaign allow you to achieve for this show?
Yeah, so we're fundraising for $9,000, and that'll go towards venue hire, and you know, like set design, set construction, and yeah, just sort of the objective stuff which makes it possible.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a team of amazing people who are ready to go, ready to get into rehearsals. You know, they've read the script, they're happy, they're excited. You know, we're all really keen, but without a venue and without a set, there's nowhere to play. Is a great way to put it. So yeah, so we're raising money towards that. And then anything beyond that, as well as profits from the show, as well as we're applying to the DCC and good funding places like that.
Creative New Zealand?
Creative New Zealand, yep, Creative New Zealand. Anything beyond the crowdfunding or anything beyond other funding, etc., will go towards paying the people involved, a koha for being involved.
Cool.
Which
you consider a touring the show?
Ideally we would love to, yeah. It's one of those shows that, like I say, it's not just for Dunedin, it's for Aotearoa, right? So the more people that we can show, the better, right? Because that's the point of the show.
Mean.
I've been calling it a protest in some places. You know, we're protesting what's happening, right, with the government and with politics. You know, things like the Treaty Principles Bill and all this stuff where they're trying to diminish what happened and forget about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we remember wrong, but we're not going to forget.
Yeah. The biggest crime, I think, is just ignoring the responsibility that you have as a treaty partner. You know, the only reason we're here is because Māori agreed for Pākehā and Tauiwi to be here. And so if we forget that promise, what are we doing here? We're just some weird, horrible spawn of the British Empire. And I want to be more than that. I want to be New Zealand, the jewel of the South Pacific.
Yeah.
And you know, we're in a bigger global context, and we gotta do this together. We're in it together.
Yeah.
For the long run.
Absolutely.
You know, if people want to join in on this Boosted campaign, how can they help out?
Donations is a big one.
What's the website link?
So the website, if you just search up Boosted, mm-hmm. We Remember Wrong, mm-hmm. It's like the first one to pop up if you do that. Check out the Boosted website, and you can search in there. We search bar We Remember Wrong.
Cool.
So yeah, it just donations, share. The more people that see it, the better is all I can ask for.
Cool. You've requested a track by Bad Religion, 21st Century Digital Boy.
Absolutely.
Very much looking forward to hearing this. Thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning, Jackson.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Embrace theatre in Dunedin. Go and see shows. You know, we're all doing it for the love of it, but we want people to see. So support. Always support. Don't let it die. It's a great medium for getting messages across, and sometimes it's a lot deeper than just having a laugh. So yeah.
Mean. Awesome. Couldn't agree more.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.